I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. There's a state of emergency in Louisiana as a tropical depression approaches that forecasters say could bring 10 to 20 inches of rain over the long weekend. Of course, it would be the latest in a series of blows to the Gulf Coast. Hurricane Katrina 6 years ago. Last year, the BP oil disaster, which is still causing environmental impacts. But archaeologists who are required to go along with BP cleanup workers have made some remarkable discoveries, maybe a silver lining in this otherwise dark cloud. They've found 60 new archaeological sites along the Louisiana coast, shedding new light on the complexity of Native American civilizations that lived there as far back as 15,000 years ago. Chip McGimsey is Louisiana State Archaeologist and Director of the Division of Archaeology. He joins us from Louisiana. Chip, welcome.
Thank you.
And so what have you found?
They've been finding Native American artifacts, fragments of clay pots, animal bones, bone tools, in addition to which they found a number of historic American sites, including a lot of materials washing up from a shipwreck, as well as a plantation site that used to exist along the coast when that was high and dry ground. And we've also done a little bit of work at a U.S. military fort that was built in the 1830s.
Well, as to the Native American findings, this has been very exciting in the Native American community. We're reading in NativeTimes.com that, you know, these are the Gulf Coast mound people that you're finding evidence of. And what we're understanding is that they're not as heavily researched as, say, you know, maybe tribes out west or tribes up here in the Northeast. So what are you discovering about them through these findings?
Everybody tends to think of tribes as just being in their own little area and basically not having much knowledge of, you know, what's happening in the larger world. But what we're finding through archaeology, and particularly with the BP spill, is that along the coast, there must have been boats and basically dugout canoes going east and west through the coastal marshes and along the shoreline for hundreds, if not thousands, of years, because we find in Louisiana artifacts and styles of artifacts that clearly have their origins, say, over in Mobile Bay or Pensacola, Florida. And there's research being done over there that suggests that things made in Louisiana, or at least people who learned how to make things in Louisiana, were migrating to the east. And so we're getting a much bigger picture of who these people were and the world in which they lived in.
Your colleague Richard Weinstein is quoted in the Associated Press as saying, these were not just hunter-gatherers who didn't know what they were doing. This was a very connected, deep civilization. You're finding, for instance, deer antlers that were used as spearheads. Tell us more about what you're finding and how that tells you how complicated their civilization might have been.
In particular, we look at the remnants of basically the foods people were eating. So the charred plant remains from the cooking fires and whatnot, as well as the remains of all the animals that, you know, they killed and brought back to camp and skinned. As archaeologists, we're just really beginning to understand what a wealth of knowledge Native people had about the landscape and how to make a living, and that they were very successful in doing so.
You know, the fact that you're finding them, I mean, others have said this, you know, people are vacationing on these spots now. What's your sense of what should happen to them?
Well, this is a very difficult question because most of the sites actually lie on private land and so don't really come under the regular protection of federal or state laws. So one of the goals of our office is to work with local landowners to try and persuade them, you know, to try and protect these sites. We want people to know about the Native past here in Louisiana, about Louisiana's long and rich cultural history. But at the same time, it's not the kind of thing that everybody can walk down the beach, you know, and pick up a piece and take home, because if you do that, pretty soon it's all gone.
What should someone do? Because if somebody wants to help, you know, and turn things in, what are they looking for?
The best thing you can do is if you find what you think are Native American remains, call our office or the local tribe and report what you found. But please don't pick it up and take it away, you know, because when you do that, you take it out of its context and we lose the ability to know what that artifact meant in the context of the larger village of which it was originally a part.
Louisiana State Archaeologist Chip McGimsey helping oversee the excavation of 60 new archaeological sites discovered during the cleanup of the BP oil spill. Chip, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Not a problem. My pleasure.